Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa ibang balita ngayong linggo ay ating idinadaos ang World Hepatitis Week. Ngunit sa halip na magtaas ang mga awareness tungkol sa paggamot ng sakit, naapektuhan ng COVID-19 ang mga pagsisikap. Narito ang mga detalye ng ulat ni Dom Vukovic na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nakataas sa Sydney CBD ang ilang mga bandila para sa pagunita ng World Hepatitis Day nitong Martes. Di lamang upang i-highlight ang sakit, ngunit upang idiin ang kahalagahan ng test at paggamot. Anang puno ng viral hepatitis sa The Kirby Institute na si Professor Gregory Dorr, nangunguna ang Australia pagdating sa nasabing sakit.
Trying to reduce the numbers of new infections, you need to get to very marginalized populations. People who inject drugs, people who are incarcerated, people experiencing homelessness are really important populations. And the data so far is looking very encouraging. So Australia probably has the highest treatment uptake rate among people who inject drugs anywhere in the world.
Gate naman ni Shawnee Crawford mula sa Harm Reduction Australia dahil sa COVID-19. May pangamba na maaring magkaroon ng seryosong strain ng hepatitis B at C ang mga matatanda.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a lot of steps you have to go through usually to get treated, and although it's much easier than it used to be, COVID's just putting in another layer of complexity, really. And not only that, we're sort of being asked explicitly in Melbourne, Victoria, to still stay home. And so those are the messages that are really important and what people are getting. The question is, are they able still to access testing and treatment?
Maaaring magresulta sa pagkasira ng atay o kamatayan ng hepatitis B at C kung hindi magagamot. Ang hepatitis B ay maaaring makuha sa pamamagitan ng pakikipag-sex. Samantala, ang paggamit ng bawal na droga naman ang sinasabing responsable sa 75% ng hepatitis C infection sa Australia. Patunay ng tagapagsalita ng Hepatitis Australia na si Grace Wood, na dating drug user at nakarecover mula sa hepatitis C. Ang paggamit ng drug needle na ginamit ng iba ay isa sa mga problema ngayong pandemya.
The thing about Hep C is also that a lot of people don't have symptoms, so people might put testing to a side because they think, well, I don't have any symptoms for Hep C. But that's the thing about Hep C, sometimes you won't have symptoms but it's still hurting your body. So yeah, I think people were less likely to go out to go get tested, for sure.
Kabilang ang Australia sa mga bansang nagsisikap na tuluyang mawala ang hepatitis C sa taong 2030. Ang mga paggamot ay nagpakita ng pagbagsak sa antas ng impeksyon mula 190,000 noong 2016 patungo sa 130,000 ngayong taon. Ani Professor Dorr, kailangan pang tutukan ang mga impeksyon sa mga katutubong Australiano na 5 beses na mataas kaysa sa non-indigenous na populasyon.
Having said that, the treatment access news is pretty good. I mean, the fact that we are getting comparable uptake among Indigenous populations to non-Indigenous populations is encouraging, but we really need to push harder. And I think that the area that we really need to work on is Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations and workforce development, equipping those organisations to be able to really take on Hep C treatment themselves. And one of the great things about Hep C treatment in Australia is that any medical practitioner can prescribe these new therapies. That's quite different to many other settings.
Samantala, sa kabila ng mga hamon ngayon, nagkitiwala ang mga tagapagtaguyod na maaabot ang target na pagpapababa ng hepatitis sa taong 2030.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.